Buzz Off by Damien Harvey. Illustrated by John Stewart. In this story, Max, Cat, Miss Jones, Ant. It was a hot day at the end of term. Miss Jones and the children were tidying the classroom. Suddenly, Cat gasped. She looked at the floor.
"Look, ants,"
she said. Then something buzzed past Max's face. "What was that?" asked Max.
"It's only a fly,"
said Miss Jones.
"It must have come through the window."
The buzzing noise grew louder. Soon they could see lots of flies. They were buzzing around everywhere.
"Keep still. They will fly out of the window soon,"
said Miss Jones. Just then, the bell rang for lunch. Everyone started to leave the classroom.
"I will ask Mr. Foster to get rid of the bugs,"
said Miss Jones.
"Let's find out why the bugs have come in,"
Cat said. "Good idea," said Max. "Look, there's Ant. He knows lots about bugs. He could help us." Max and Cat told Ant about the bugs. Ant watched them. "Look! All of the ants are going the same way. They are going into the cupboard. Let's follow them," said Ant. The children pushed the buttons on their watches. They followed the bugs. "What's that?" asked Ant.
"It's our healthy teeth poster,"
said Cat.
"We have just taken it off the wall."
"What's that?" Ant pointed at the sweets. "Ants and flies like sweet things," he said. "That's why they are coming in here."
"They cannot stay in our classroom. We need to get them outside,"
said Cat. Max had an idea. "We could lead them outside with the sweets," said Max. "They will follow us." Cat picked up a sweet. Max and Ant rolled the can. The ants followed them. The flies followed them. The wasps followed them. Max, Cat, and Ant went into the playground. No one saw them. They got to the bin. They pushed the buttons on their watches. They put the sweet things in the bin. The bell rang. Max and Cat went back to class. Mr. Foster was talking to Miss Jones.
"Where have the bugs gone?"